Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Timmy time.
That's your ass.
Yes, it
Timmy.
Is.
Timmy. Ah,
yes.
Timmy. Ah, he's a little lad with a lot to learn. He's always having such a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Timmy.
Ah. Yes, Timmy.
Whoa. Little lamb with a lot to learn.
It's all right. Timmy time.
Welcome to the Conway Show here. And usually we play that at 7, but, you know, we thought, kids like it, and kids go to bed early, so let's move it up to 6. What the hell? All right, Dr. Ray is with us, Dr. Ray Kasheri, and this doctor's segment being brought to you by AGA Medicare Options. Get your free, no-obligation consultation to get your right Medicare coverage for you. Go to agamedicareoptions.com. The world's greatest pulmonologist is with us every Monday and Thursday from 6 to 6:30, so let's get right into it. Dr. Ray, how are you, sir?
Tim, I am good. You know, that new lead-in song is going to calm everybody down, don't you think?
I think so. I really do. That's one of the reasons we moved it up. We moved it up.
Yeah. You wanted to start off with a calming sort of influence. That's good. That's good. I understand.
Right. All right, Doc. I got a great question for you, and I'm sure you have the answer. But if shutting the economy down, keeping people at home, and keeping people wearing masks, if it hasn't worked up until now, what makes them think it's going to work this time?
Well, they don't have anything else to do, is what it comes down to.
Ah.
But we've learned a lot about this virus. And one thing we've learned about this virus is the thing that consistently leads to more virus is people living in high-density situations.
Right.
And what's going on right now across the United States is the weather's getting colder, and people in high-density living situations are getting the virus. And they're able to spread it to other people in high-density living situations. We know that this virus doesn't like ventilation, and it doesn't like sunlight.
Right.
And when we could do that in California, and that's one of the reasons we're the latest to have a surge. The rest of the country was surging a couple weeks ago.
Right, but Dr. Ray, does it bother you when they call it the second wave? It bothers me.
Yeah, it bothers me too, because we never ended the first wave. By definition,
right,
the first wave doesn't end until you go to zero, and then the virus comes back. Well, the virus never went to zero.
Right, but also, Dr. Ray,
you
have a great point, and that's one of the reasons why I have arguments with Domino's Pizza all the time. Because they say they offer a medium and a large, but with the absence of a small, there cannot be a medium.
Well, and you know, these are the kind of questions that really inquiring minds need to be, deal with. That's exactly right.
The kind of questions that kept me out of some really good schools.
Yeah. But anyway, so the point is, you know, I frankly don't think that the strategies they're taking is what's going to turn it around. What's going to turn it around is the vaccine and a certain amount of herd immunity, because these populations that are heavily impacted are beginning to develop herd immunity because so many people have had it. Now, the good news is people are getting better. And yes, the hospitalizations are up, but the cases are going up very fast, the hospitalizations are going up fast, and the deaths are going up very slowly. And that's exactly the kind of curve you want to see. We're getting better at treating it, and the virus is getting more communicable but less lethal, and that's good.
Right.
So,
right,
you know,
Doctor,
the answer to your question is, you know, I just don't think that there's anything else they can really do, and so therefore they're doing this. But really, you know, everybody I know is wearing a mask.
Everybody.
I don't go anywhere where I don't see somebody with a mask. So who are these people who aren't wearing a mask? I don't
who are these
it.
People? Who are these people?
I'm exactly
with you. Everywhere I go, I wear a mask. As a matter of fact, I went into a store the other day, and I forgot my mask, and I ran back to the car like a little schoolgirl.
Yeah, I do that myself if I forget it, and but the point is, so they say if everybody wore a mask, this disease wouldn't spread. No, I don't believe that. Because frankly, I think we're there, and I think the disease is still spreading.
And it's so not in the numbers. Look, 85% of the people who get COVID admit that they wear a mask all the time or quite often.
Well, exactly. But if you trace it back, 3.1% of the people in Los Angeles County could trace it back to outdoor dining, which is what we're preventing that. 7% trace it back to government jobs. Most people trace it back to an exposure they have at home.
Right.
And that's where people are getting it. So, we're not going to really affect that by saying everybody has to wear a mask out in public or by stopping outdoor dining. But I think that the powers that be think they can only control certain things. So let's control what we can control. And that's what they're doing. But in the right. process, they're hurting a lot of people and they're not considering that.
Oh, yeah. They're hurting millions of people. You know, I saw something yesterday where the mayor said you're not allowed to sit on the beach. Well, you're sitting on the beach in the sun, which, the virus hates, and the Santa Ana winds are at 74, 75 miles an hour. How the hell could you get sick? It's almost impossible. If you tried to get sick at the beach, it would be almost impossible.
Yes, I agree. I couldn't think of a safer place. And especially not with, the kind of good airflow we have. Yeah, sure. The beach is not the problem. Golf courses are not the problem. Softball fields are not the problem. Really tight living arrangements, elevators, packed conference room, packed bars. Yeah, they're the problem.
Right. All right, doctor, we got some questions for you. You up for it?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, are you a Target guy or a Walmart guy?
Oh, definitely Target. Yeah, definitely
All right.
Target.
All right, here's another one.
I've only been to Walmart one time, and I went in there, and it was mass pandemonium. I didn't buy anything. I just said, I'm out of here. That was it. One time.
That's great. All right, this next question is a little more heavy on the medical side. Hey, Doc, from James Palomino. The governor is shutting down the state in areas where ICU capacity is over 85%. What is the normal capacity during non-COVID year in December? By the way, and he says, you are the best.
Yeah, and he's got a very good point. This is the time of year where flu and other respiratory illnesses start to go up. And our ICUs are usually pretty full this time of year. And by the way, ICUs are full of a lot of things. They're not just full of COVID or pneumonia or the flu. They're full of heart patients who've had operations. They're full of diabetic patients who have diabetes out of control, renal patients, or any patients who've had an elective surgery and need ICU care. So, yes, this time of year, ICUs tend to fill up.
Right.
And usually our ICUs are about at 85% capacity this time of year. They're usually pretty full.
When they say the hospitals are getting full, how quickly, first of all, I don't buy that for a second. I think hospitals have the capacity probably double their size. Take some of those private rooms. A doctor friend of our family said one of the reasons why those private rooms like at Cedars or St. Joe's or St. John's are so big that in emergency, they could put 3 or 4 beds in there and double the size of that hospital overnight.
Yes, and that's all true, but we don't have the staff. That's right. The problem. It's to get the staff to staff all those beds. There's plenty of physical beds, but it's right. staff. It's respiratory therapists, nurses, doctors, it's pharmacists and so on. And that's where the problem comes in. That's our limiting capacity.
All right, doctor, can you hang with us? We're going to do another segment. We got a lot more questions from the audience.
Yeah, I will hang with you, absolutely. And after the break, I've got some interesting information about when this virus actually got to the United States.
Ooh, all right. That's great. What a great tease, man. You're really getting into radio. You're like the king of the tease. All right, Dr. Ray Kasheri is with us. We're live on KFI. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Dr. Ray is with us. This segment's being brought to you by AGA Medicare Options. Get a free no-obligation consultation. Get the right Medicare coverage for you. Go to AGAMedicareOptions.com. Dr. Ray, when we left, you said you've got some pretty interesting news on when this virus first made it to the shores of USA.
Yes. Tim, if you recall, back in early January, you and I were talking about this virus. And at that time, pretty much nobody else was.
Right.
And then, you know, the theory was that the first case was December 31st in Wuhan. And then as late as February, the World Health Organization and Dr. Anthony Fauci said, well, the virus was self-contained. It was self-contained in Wuhan, and we had nothing to worry about. Even Dr. Fauci said, this is going to be not even as bad as the flu. Well, at that time, I said, no, I thought that the virus was already in the United States. And the reason I said that is because there's so much commerce between Wuhan and and the United States. And we hadn't identified any cases, but that seemed to me to be completely logical. Well, it turns out that the Center for Disease Control published a paper on Monday in the Clinical Journal of Infectious Disease. And what they did is they went back and looked at Red Cross donations back in December, starting December 13th and going into January 17th. And they looked at 7,389 different patients. They found 106 of those donations. And these were asymptomatic people donating blood that already had antibodies to COVID-19. So COVID-19 was in this country back in mid-December of, of 2019. So all that fighting and nonsense about what we should have done to close the country and do this and that, that was all ridiculous. The virus was in this country, and there was absolutely nothing we were going to do to keep it out of the country.
That is
so, it's interesting sometimes to know the truth, and sometimes it takes a long time to know the truth. Here we are, a year later, but finally we know the truth. The virus got out of China. It was in this country. We never had a chance to keep it out of this country.
You know, I distinctly remember, being really over the top worried about this virus when it first hit, and you said, don't worry, it's not a big deal, and then you said I'll call you back if it's a big deal, and 2 days later you called and said it's a big deal. You're like, some research on it, it's huge.
The reason for that call was that the World Health Organization and China lied about human-to-human transmission.
Wow.
They said there's no human-to-human transmission. That was a flat-out lie.
Wow.
And when I found out that that was a flat-out lie, I called you up and said, we got a problem here.
Right. Houston, we have a problem. All right, we got two quick questions for you. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Dear Dr. Ray, that's you, recent tests of blood at the Red Cross show that blood collected in December had the antibodies for COVID. The virus has been here for longer than we knew, but would random sampling of the general public for the antibodies provide insight? And also, is it better to have blood transfusion with antibodies?
The answer to that is yes. It is better, but that wasn't why they were doing it. We actually use the antibodies of patients who've recovered from COVID, and we use that plasma to help patients who are acutely ill with COVID. But the question just basically is what I was just talking about.
Right.
And yes, it's been there from December. And there are antibody studies. There have been antibody studies done in Los Angeles and in Stanford and in New York. And what the antibody studies find is that many, many more people have antibodies than we think had COVID. And that's how we figured out, wow, most of the people with this disease are asymptomatic. And therefore, by the way, the fact that they're asymptomatic is a good thing. That means they're not getting god-awful sick. So that's a good thing. The problem with it is they can spread the virus during that period. So yes, we already do antibody studies, and we are learning a lot about the behavior of the virus. The bottom line is the virus is contagious, but it's not as lethal as we thought.
Right.
And many more people have it than we realize.
And one last question, Liz. We have only got a minute here. One last quick question: what type of blood is best to fight off this virus? Is there a type of blood that is more susceptible than others?
Well, people who are O positive seem to have the best statistics in terms of not getting the disease.
Okay.
Type A people seem to get it more frequently, but I don't, you know, that people make a lot of that, and there is some statistical relevance to that, but I don't think that's a big deal. I think if you don't want to get this disease, the best thing to do is to try to do the 6 feet, stay in rooms with a lot of ventilation, you know, get out in the sun as much as you can, vitamin D, 10,000 units a day, and zinc, 50 milligrams a day.
And you know,
and
something,
that's your best bet.
You know, you will talk about this often, and I now don't hear any politicians talk about this. They always say, wear the mask, don't go to big parties, social distance, you know, cover your cough, all that stuff. But you're the only guy out there who still says, stop touching your face. The politicians have stopped saying that.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to touch your face, and wearing the mask is good. I see a lot of people adjusting their mask constantly with their hands. Well, I hope their hands are clean, because otherwise you're putting the virus right on that mask.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you got to wash your hands, and you don't want to touch your face.
Doctor, have a great weekend, and I can't wait till Monday where we can do this again.
All right, Tim, thanks.
I'll see you later. All right, there he goes. Dr. Ray Kasheri, world-renowned pulmonologist with St. Joe's in Orange County.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.